We are here with contributor John Hurdle, who this week took a look at the economic impact we are already seeing from the COVID-19 pandemic. John, we appreciate you taking time. We appreciate your reporting this week.
Hi, Tom.
Let's start with the numbers. You know, what do we know right now about job losses, and how bad do some economists think this is going to get?
Well, this week, we have had official statistics from the Delaware Department of Labor, and they are showing an astonishing rise in the number of first-time claims for jobless benefits. What the DOL told us is that for the week ending March 21st, there were 10,790 first-time claims for jobless benefits. Now, to put that in some perspective, Tom, that is bigger than for any whole month for the last 30 years, according to what the DOL is telling us. And that is, and this 10,000 number, just to emphasize, is just for a single week. It's also much higher than the monthly high at the worst point of the recession of 2008-2009. We should also put this in the a national perspective, and at the same time, the federal government released jobless claims data for the same period of time. What that has shown is there were new claims numbered 3.3 million, and that is more than four times higher than the previous record, which was in 1982, and obviously also further beyond what we saw at the low point of the 2008-2009 recession. So it's very bad according to those numbers. Now, numerous economists have been putting out forecasts about how bad this might get. And one of those forecasts comes from a think tank called the Economic Policy Institute. And what they are predicting is that Delaware will lose 16,700 private sector jobs just by June, and that would account for 4.2% of the workforce. And it has to be said that that is not even the most bleak of the surveys out there. The EPI is saying that it's kind of in the mid-range of forecasts. So it's looking pretty bleak.
You talked to some businesses this week, restaurants and some other small service-oriented operations. And they're really caught between trying to help their employees, who they know, as we can see from those numbers, are really hurting, and trying to keep their businesses afloat. And that's a really tough balancing act to strike, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. I spoke to the owner of one restaurant chain based in Hokesson. He has got three locations altogether, another one in Wilmington, another one in Newark. And the Wilmington and Newark locations have been closed down. He is keeping his Hokesson operation going just purely to provide takeout and delivery services as permitted by Governor Carney's order. But the net result of this for his workforce is that he's let go 43 of his 50 employees, and he was telling me that how much this hurts to do this, and he really feels so bad that people who have relied on him for a paycheck can no longer do so, at least while this is going on, and so the net result for him so far is that he's lost about 75% of his revenue. I was also talking to a commercial carpet cleaning company, just as an indication that this is a very broad-based economic effect. It's not just hitting the hospitality and restaurant industry. This Wilmington-based company, they say that they lost 50%. They've so far lost 50% of their revenue, have avoided layoffs so far, they may have to revisit that situation in about 2 weeks if nothing changes.
Well, and obviously, as I think everybody knows at this point, that the restaurant hospitality sector seems to be the hardest hit. You mentioned it just a moment ago with that one operation. What numbers-wise, what are we looking at right now in terms of that sector in particular?
Well, the Delaware Restaurant Association says that they expect to lose between 20,000 and 25,000 jobs As a result of this this situation, and that would represent about half of their statewide workforce. It's worth noting here that going back to the EPI projection that we talked about a minute ago, about what that shows is that about 26% of Delaware's private sector workforce is in related industries, is in hospitality, leisure, and retail industries, which indicates the state's pretty high degree of exposure.
And clearly, staying afloat by just offering takeout isn't really going to work out for a lot of these places, right?
Well, that's right. I spoke with one restaurant owner in Rehoboth. He's got two locations down there. And what he said was that he's initially, after he closed his sit-down restaurant, closed the restaurants on March 22nd, and initially started offering delivery and takeout services. But the main reason he did that, he said, was because he just wanted to get rid of his inventory so that he didn't have rotting food on his premises. And so after that inventory was delivered, then he shut down, because he said that it wasn't worth it to him to offer that service.
And as you mentioned earlier, I mean, this isn't just restaurants and bars. I mean, there's a lot of other service-based industries that are also in peril at this point.
Well, indeed. I spoke with a yoga studio down near Bethany Beach. And this is a husband and wife operation, and they're still offering their yoga lessons, but only online, because of course everybody's been urged to quarantine and stay in their houses. And so they're getting some revenue from that, but it's only kind of a partially successful idea, because some of their clients are older folks who are apparently not willing to kind of adapt to using their computers to take the yoga lessons. And so the result of that situation is that company has laid off six teachers, all of whom are contractors, and their revenue has fallen by about three quarters.
How about workers? I mean, we know the federal government will likely be sending out direct payment checks to most Americans next month. Unemployment benefits are being expanded substantially. We just ran a story yesterday about the Delaware Restaurant Association starting a fund. They're trying to get workers in that industry $500 each as soon as possible. But is that enough? Is it coming fast enough for those workers to pay the basic bills?
According to some of the folks that I've spoken to, the answer is no. It seems unlikely that people are going to be made whole as a result of unemployment benefits or any assistance that they might get from the federal government. So, for example, I was speaking with a lady who is a bartender in Christiana, and she was saying that she normally makes about $7.50 a week after her salary and her tips are added up, and now she's down to less than a third of that, which would include only $167 a week in jobless benefits. So she's obviously way below her normal income, and she's concerned that she's not going to be able to pay rent, and she doesn't know what she's going to do after maybe another month.
So are people looking for other jobs? And if they are, can they even find any?
Well, several people I spoke with are looking for other jobs, but none of them reported they've been able to find any. The bartender I just referred to said that she had applied to 15 retail stores and hadn't had any success. And she'd also applied to Amazon, which of course is a major employer, but hadn't had any success there either. And then the gentleman who runs the yoga studio down near Bethany Beach was telling me that he has some experience as a house painter, and he said he would consider taking work as a house painter if it was available, if he could find it. But he was kind of nervous about that because he would be concerned about with the coronavirus putting himself in harm's way by coming into contact with any other occupants of the buildings that he worked in. So he hadn't found that work, and it sounded likely that he wasn't going to try too hard to get that.
So I guess in a lot of ways what we're talking about here is kind of a race against time. I mean, you know, we see these big job numbers from last week. Any relief that's going to come from the government, state or federal, is probably a few weeks away. It just seems like there's a gap there that a lot of people are going to wind up falling into.
That's right. I think it varies depending on which businesses you're talking to. I spoke with the carpet cleaning business, and the owner of that said that he could make it. He was hoping to get through the next 2 weeks, without having any layoffs. But he thought that, you know, but if he got to that stage and found that things were not beginning to reopen, then he would have to consider layoffs or part-time working for his workforce. Somebody else, the restaurateur down in Rehoboth, said that he thought he would be okay until May 15th. And that's his target for trying to get his restart his business for the all important summer season. But it's really unclear as to, you know, how long people can hang on.
John Hurdle, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Tom.